Josh on the Dirty Rice Show. I'm Luke Kleinfeld with an invite to join me and Bill Bolens for the Dirty Rice Show, 9 to 11 p.m. Saturdays on KRVS 88.7 FM. Made with Louisiana Rice, Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, Marsha Ball, Irma Thomas, Fats Domino, Zydeco to Jazz, Pop to Funk. Join me and Bill this Saturday night, 9 o'clock, for 2 hours of the cream of the crop of Louisiana music. Dirty Rice, gluten full, just like Grandma's recipe.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at krvs.org.
And we just want to welcome you back, and we're going to talk with Miss Lucille Woodard in just a few minutes. Just want to give you a heads up, and we'll be talking about colon cancer. And we have Dr. Bienvenu, who's going to tell us more about it, what it's all about. This is an educational moment that we'll be giving to you. And we also going to be talking with symptoms or what you need to look at. And we have Donovan in the house also that's going to help us out. And, of course, we have all of their backup with Miss Gracie, who is in the house with us, and she's going to help us out also. We'll play one more song, and then we'll be back and start educating you on colon cancer.
Thank you. I'll send this song out to my wife in the house. Send this song out to Nancy.
Hey, toi. Well, this morning we're going to hey-toi you to some education on colon cancer. And I just want to make sure that everybody ready. You ready, ma'am? Let me turn you on first, and I know you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Get it. All right. So we're getting ready to talk a little bit about colon cancer, and we have Miss Lucille Woodard. Well, Miss Woodard, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Good. And what's your job?
Well, my job primarily is I'm a gastroenterology nurse at Our Lady of Lourdes.
Okay. And so this morning we're here to talk about
colon cancer awareness.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about it.
Well, mainly what the Acadiana Black Nurses Association has taken on is giving health information to the community. And with this being Colon Cancer Awareness Month, we bring out those that have the specialty in that area. So we want to give our community an opportunity to be able to get valuable information to decrease the risk of them getting colon cancer and having it lead to other issues.
Right. Okay. So we have Dr. B. Avenue. Good morning, Dr. B. Avenue.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Great, great.
Good. Does it feel good to be on the other side of the table this morning?
Yes, sir.
You're at peace here today, and you're here to talk about colon cancer. What is colon cancer?
Well, it's probably not a person in Acadiana that hadn't been touched by cancer. And
right.
Colon cancer is one of the more preventable and one of the more common cancers we deal with. So it's sort of unique in that way. It's more common and occurs earlier in the African American population, but it's so common and so preventable. That's why we make such an effort to try to get folks screened to try to get ahead of the game.
So, with colon cancer, we talk a lot about the males. What about the females?
Yeah, it's really just as common in both, the males are probably a little more reluctant to get screened like they should. But across the board, it's a very common cancer, and again, it's so preventable because most colon cancers come from polyps, and most polyps are there for quite some time, and if we can get ahead of the game, remove things before they turn bad, then we prevent cancer, and that's a rarity, you know, to be able to prevent something like
right.
that.
And what would be my first symptom?
Yeah, well, the key
I know
thing
there's probably
is
probably many, but I just
yeah.
what would make me want? I need to check.
Yeah, hopefully you'd get checked before you had any symptoms. So what
right.
what we tell folks is when you're 50. Get screened, but if you're African American, then when you're 45, get screened. Now, if you have symptoms, if you have a change in bowel habit or bleeding or weight loss or abdominal pain, then you know those are symptoms. Some folks go to the doctor and they're a little anemic. That's a sign. So again, what we want is for folks to get checked before they have symptoms. But certainly, if you have symptoms, then it's definitely time to get checked.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about prostate. We really don't say anything a lot about colon cancer.
Yeah.
And I guess I know you may not be as knowledgeable in the prostate to measure the difference between the prostate cancer and the colon cancer. Which one would be more prevalent?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a man and you live long enough, eventually you're going to get prostate cancer. So that's sort of across the board. But prostate cancer, for most people, tends to be a kind of an indolent, slow-growing thing that more often than not won't kill you. Colon cancer sneaks up on you. And so that's why it's so important that folks, when they're, again, 45, 50, they definitely need to start thinking about getting screened, because if you go, you get screened, you don't have any polyps, you probably got 10 years where you don't have to worry much at all. And that's reassuring. And we see so many people who they have a family history or they wait, and when they show up, they have something that they have to deal with, you know, surgery and whatnot. And we go, man, if we could have only, you know, caught this a little earlier, we'd
right.
have saved you a big headache.
Right. That is so true. And we really need, I know we need more women to push their men to get checked. And men, when they push you to get checked for colon, say, well, you come with me and you get checked also. So make it a love thing and go out and get checked, because it's so important that you catch it early. Because if you catch it late, it could be tough on the family. And that is one thing that we have to realize. It's not just one person that has it in the family. Everybody has it. So it becomes a we got cancer, you know. So we really got to take care of those kind of things. So how long have you been doing this, Doc?
Oh, 30 years. My dad was a physician here in town, and I've been back here since 1989, so pretty long time.
Yeah, quite a while. Well, we would hate for you to come on the air and talk about doing those things, and tomorrow we hear that you are retiring.
not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Okay, but that's good. And let's talk about the nurse, Donovan.
Yes, good morning. As far as a nursing role when it comes to colon cancer or any other type diseases, one of my primary roles, I believe, is patient education. And that's the best time to get a captured audience. They're in the room. They're looking at you. You know, a lot of times they're unsure. They may be scared. Oh, God, what is the doctor going to find?
Right, right.
And then if they do find something suspicious, especially with men, they've got that pride factor where, oh, well, I can beat this, or I'm just going to ignore it.
Right.
But that's where the education comes in, and you got to reinforce, come back and get checked again, especially if the doc found a couple polyps.
Right.
You know, because we may be fortunate to get them in the hospital the first time when they're 70 years old.
Right.
And that's a little late. So we try to encourage them to come in, like Dr. Biavenu was saying, come get screened and give yourself a peace of mind.
Right. Yeah, I guess they would like to have a peace of mind, but they don't want to have a heavy mind. So
right.
It's a 50-50 deal there. It's kind of like, I really hate to know, you know, about it. And so let me ask you this. If the man and woman comes in and you find, Dr. B. Avenue, you find that there is something there, then it's your duty to let that individual know that they have problems. Am I correct?
Yeah, and the vast majority of folks, you know, we find small polyps and we reassure them and tell them to come back in a few years or
right.
Again. It's not common that they have something terrible, and it's nice to give them that peace of mind and say, look, don't worry about things for
right.
several years. And there aren't many cancers where you can do that, you know, where you can tell them and say, okay, not ease your mind about this for, you know, the time to come. The other thing that's important is if someone has something, it allows us to educate the family because, you know, these things tend to run in families. And so if your mom or dad had colon polyps or colon cancer or your brother or sister, you definitely need to be screened early and you need to be watched a little closer because there's some genetic predisposition to these kinds of cancers.
Are those polyps different than the polyps they find with prostate?
Yeah, usually prostate's not a polyp, but more of a nodule, you know,
right.
a little bump. So it's a different kind of cancer, and it's handled completely. You know, most prostate cancer nowadays, you get some radiation,
right.
and that takes care of it.
Yes, I've had that. Now, the thing was, you know, well, we found some polyps. I had a prostate check, and they removed some polyps. Are those the colon polyps or what?
No, again, if they're taking polyps out of you, it's with a scope, and that's probably unrelated to your prostate. So it's a different animal.
Okay, so just want to clear that up because people, oh, well, they got the polyps out, so that took care of the colon. No, that didn't take care of the colon. That is not part of the colon.
No.
Yeah, so just trying to clear some of this stuff up. I know it's confusing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, you can give us a call here at 482-6991. We may be able to ask some questions, and I can pass it on to him. And maybe we can encourage people to go and get checked because it's not well, – okay, let's talk about what is the check. If I come in and say I want to get checked for colon cancer, what are you going to do?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention at least, because I know if you watch TV nowadays, you see these ads for – Cologuard, which
right.
is a genetic test to see if you're more likely to have something significant. And I have some concerns about the test, mainly because it's often used in folks that it's not really appropriate for. And the information we get with it, we're not always certain what to make of it. So if it were me, if I was 45 and African-American, I'd say, well, I'm going to go and get my colon scoped. If I'm very reluctant and I have no risks and I say, well, I don't want that no matter what, I'd rather do this Cologuard, then that's a test you can do and do every 3 years and hope that it catches something early. But I think right. Your best bet, you go, you drink a bunch of stuff that washes you out.
Right.
You bring someone to drive you because we don't let you drive. And we make you sleepy so you don't remember the test. And for most people, they go about their business after that, and the next day they're back at work and with a clear mind.
Okay. Yeah. Makes it easy. Take it easy. Gracie, we'll be back to talk to you in just a few minutes. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be back. Gracie, don't go nowhere. Dr. B. Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now we've talked about colon cancer. So what's the first steps they need to do?
For most folks, see your physician, your primary care physician, and alert them. If you're 45 or closing in on 50 and you've never been screened, certainly if you have symptoms, clue them in, you know, if you're constipated, having diarrhea, abdominal pain, weight loss, bleeding. But if you're 45 or 50, remind them that you haven't been screened, and usually they can get you set up and get things taken care of in the short term.
Okay, so now I'm set up. I come in, I see you. What's going to happen?
Well, the evening before, you're gonna be on clear liquids, and then you're going to drink a bunch of stuff that's probably going to make for a rough night, but you'll
but it tastes good.
You get used to it.
Yeah, okay.
But you'll be washed out, and then you get your better half to bring you to the facility, and in a few minutes we make you sleepy. The anesthesia we use nowadays is really nice in that it's in and out. And so after we're done, typically 15, 30 minutes later, you're awake, and we can reassure you. And we don't let you drive that day, but the next day you're back to work and reassured.
Okay. And do you give doctor's excuses for those that need them?
Yeah, most people want about a week off after that, but we let them have that day off. Yeah, most people are ready to go back to work the next day.
Right. So what have we not talked about?
We can mention a little bit about colon cancer itself in that if you are diagnosed with colon cancer, it's not the end of the world. It's a cancer that's very treatable with surgery. Sometimes we find little cancers in polyps and the scope itself ends up curing the disease. But people tend to weather the surgery quite well. And nowadays, the surgery is often done through a little keyhole incision so that the recovery is very minimal, the scarring is very minimal. And if someone had cancer that had advanced a bit and they needed some radiation or chemotherapy, that too is very, very effective in colon cancer in that I know I've had patients that play golf and work and go about their life on chemotherapy for colon cancer. They don't lose their hair, and you would never know they were dealing with something. And those sort of adjuvant therapies, we call them, have a lot of success. People tend to live a long, long time, even if something has gotten out of the colon when they present. So it's not the end of the world if you got it, but boy, it's so nice to know that it's preventable. And if we could prevent it, then boy, that's definitely our main goal.
That is true. And this information is not only for the Lafayette area. This is nationwide, and we are www. So this is worldwide information that's getting out. So it's not like this is only Louisiana. No, go wherever you are and get yourself checked. Through your primary care physician, and start the process. Okay, Miss Lucia, what you got? What we forgot?
Well, the only thing I want to mention is that a lot of times, like you said earlier, people forget that the family is being affected. And I'll say this, I tell a lot of the males that I speak to when I'm trying to get them to go do the colon screening, keep in mind that when you go out, your income may go out. If you're the primary breadwinner for the home, your income may go out. And then your wife may have to be at your bedside. So that's the second thing. Then you got stress on the family related to economical background, as well as then they're worried and stressed out because dad may have colon cancer that could have been prevented perhaps if he had had his screening done at the 45 or 50 year of age.
Right.
And then I want to emphasize to the young women, insure yourself by having your colon done. I had a young lady that was 41. It was a great friend of mine. And she aborted seeing her colonoscopy specialist. And she actually passed away at an early age. And she had symptoms. But before those symptoms, she had a friend that she could reach out to, which was me. And her concern was more, I don't want anyone to know that I'm having these symptoms.
Right.
And so I really say it's very important that we look at having that colon screening done. We have some fine gastroenterologists that will speak to you before your colon, after your colon, and even during your colon when you're waking up during your procedure. So you really need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. And let somebody know that you have it, because 9 out of 10, you're talking to somebody who knows somebody who's had it. So that becomes a support system, because everybody needs a support system. And a lot of times, like Dr. B. Avenue say, you have no idea who has it. You could be talking with someone who's got it right then, that's going through the process, that's not telling you. And if they tell you, then it encourages you to go out and get it checked. So take a friend. Go to the doctor. Get it checked. Okay, Gracie. Gracie,
yep.
How are you?
I'm good.
You mighty quiet. Are you taking all of this in?
Yes, sir.
You know you're going to be tested on that.
Really?
Yeah, before you leave. I got the test right here. You ready for it?
No.
Okay. Where do you go to school, Gracie?
Paul Brough Middle.
Paul Brough Middle. How do you like it?
It's different than elementary school, that's for sure. It takes a lot of getting used to.
What's the toughest thing? Besides the boys. Go ahead.
Mainly just staying out of trouble.
Oh, you know how to stay out of the trouble?
Yes, sir.
Change your friends.
It's not the friends, it's the people that my friends hang out with sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the one good thing about that? You know who they are. Some people don't know who their enemies are, but you know who your enemies are, so you know who to stay away from.
Yes, sir.
And so you come back in a year, and we're going to have this discussion again. And I know you can stay out of trouble.
All right.
Okay? Anything you'd like to say? Anybody you'd like to speak to?
No, sir.
Mama. Hello, Mama. Mama. You want to say hello to your mother?
Hey, Mom.
Thank you. Well, we have to drag that one out of her. Okay. All right, John, I see you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. And I was listening to some of the Dr. B. Avenue and the question and the response. I like the thing about the polyps and the trees, the little trees that you have in there. And those can be cancerous. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So oftentimes we find polyps that they may be turning to cancer or they may already be cancer, but sometimes just taking them out fixes the problem.
Mm-hmm. Eating roughage like couscous and cornbread and things of that sort, is that recommended?
Yeah, you know, they think a diet with a lot of roughage is better for you. I know folks in less developed countries who eat more roughage tend to have less colon cancer. So, I don't know that our diet here is all that beneficial, but roughage is a good idea.
Yeah, because we love to eat, especially in this part of the country.
Cracklin has roughage. Roughage in Cracklin.
Yes, it does.
Well, we like to eat boudin. And a lot of that food that we have, a lot of grease, and that kind of sticks around a little bit. And so the roughage just kind of scrape, I guess, the walls of the intestines. I guess that's what happens. But it's very informative. That's one thing about it. People who are listening today should really pay heed to that, because especially the young people who think that my brother passed away and he did not want to go through a test of colon cancer colon. Yeah, he just did not want to do that, and of course he died of colon cancer.
Well, I tell you what, one thing about a thing that has really changed in hospitals is the niceness. I have never seen so many people so nice now. You know, it used to be just in Houston, but you go in the hospital now, the people are so nice to you, you know. It has really made a big difference in your ailments, I guess.
They're nice. They're nice in the GI lab at Lourdes, I tell you that.
Yes.
They talk to you while you're under. When you wake, they're through with their conversation, so you don't know that they really talk to you.
Oh,
they ask you a question that you answer that you don't know what you said, you know, and all of that kind
of stuff. I tell you, the nurses at Lourdes, most of them have been there for 20-plus years, and they are awesome at their job.
I know, and that's got to be a tough thing because, you know, when you deal with negative all of the time, you got to be tough. You've got to be, you know, and I commend you guys for the job that you do.
Thank you.
All right, let's do some Zydeco, and we'll be back, and we'll close that out.
Can party all night. Baby, meet me on the back porch. I want to love you on the back porch. I know you got a man, but baby,
that's all right. Come, let me take you dancing, so we can party all night. You're kidding me, maybe on the back porch. I wanna love you on the back porch.
Yeah, yeah,
sure, baby. Maybe on the back porch. I wanna love you on the back porch.
Services for Judge Diane Marie Mayo is going on today at from 8 to 12:45 a.m. at Combry Funeral Home in Lake Charles at 1200 Mill Street, and that is for Judge Diane Marie Mayo, and that is going on at Combry Funeral Home right now from 8 to 12:45 at Combry Funeral Home, 1200 Mill Street, and then Saturday, today, the funeral will be at Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Church at 2031 Opelousas Street in Lake Charles, and that is for for Judge Diane Marie, going on right now.
Dance with me, baby, dance with me, honey, dance with me tonight. All I want to do is dance with my baby, dance with me tonight. Sweating, getting real hot, dancing close to you is what I want and what I need to dance with my baby tonight. Dance with me, baby, dance with me, honey, dance with me tonight. All I want to do is dance with my baby, dance with me tonight.
if you feel good. Now let me hear somebody say, yo. I want to know if you feel good. Somebody raise your hands up. We got some feel good music here for you tonight. Yeah. You feel alright? Come on.
Again, and Dr. B. Avenue.
Yes, sir.
I was over here talking with Nurse Woodard here, and you know we've been talking about colon testing, and I guess the word we never attached to colon testing, which everybody's kind of like, okay, colon testing. What is colon testing? But the colon testing is the colonoscopy. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah, and one thing we probably ought to mention is that since it is a screening exam, and since the insurance companies and the government have sort of realized how important it is, that for most folks who have insurance, that colon cancer screening is covered. It's It's a screening exam, so for most people, the, you know, going to get screened is not going to be some big hit on their wallet, and especially if they're not having issues, they just are the right age. So,
right.
The colonoscopy is the gold standard. It lets us find early things, reassure you for a long time, and it's safe and probably the best step for most folks.
Right, and you know, I know we always talk about colonoscopy. You know, and I guess one of the strangest things I heard maybe a couple of years ago was a lady going to get a colonoscopy. It was kind of like, really? I mean, you know, because you never hear about ladies going to get colonoscopy. But now it is becoming more of a conversation that women get it too. Of course, you know, women don't like to tell men about those kind of things. So I guess they have it on their side of the wall that they talk about it. And they don't let us know that is happening. But ladies and gentlemen are getting colonoscopy now, so which is a good thing. So if I go to get the screening, so where do I go? Well, how do I get to you?
Yeah. You go to your primary care physician. They send us a little note. We typically don't necessarily have to see you in the office. We just get you scheduled. You get some colon prep to drink. You show up, make you sleepy. Check your colon and reassure you. So it's really you don't even have to come in for most folks.
Right, and that is good. And where's your office?
We're off Pinhook, not far from Lafayette General, and we do endoscopies there, and we do endoscopies at Lourdes at the main hospital and at General in their hospital as well.
Okay, all right. I remember when I had mine, and then I came out. I mean, you have no idea when you go to sleep or when you wake up. And I woke up, I was back in my room. So the nurse said, well, how do you feel? I said, where am I? She said, it scared her. I was just kidding. I felt fine. So I was just messing with her. I said, where am I? She said, you okay? I said, no. I said, where am I at? And I had to get off of that. She was starting to panic and stuff. I said, but now we're okay. I'm good. I mean, it's an easy deal, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you do. I mean, there is no pain. You know, you just do it, get it done, and get somebody to drive you and take you home. And when you drink the stuff, just drink it. Don't try to taste it like you do everything else. Just drink it, and then you'll be done. Get it over with, and I think you'll be fine. Grace, is there anything you would like to say?
No, sir.
Okay. You're such a professional. You're so good.
Thank you.
Okay, and anything else, Doc, we need to cover before we go off?
I think we covered it all. Go get screened.
Go get screened. Donovan?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate what you said, you know, that how well you guys are the preppers of getting us ready for Dr. B Avenue, and that means a lot.
Right. It's an honor. It's like I said, it's a confined audience, so while we're treating the patient that's getting the procedure, we have the opportunity to talk to other family members also.
Right.
And say, look, okay, this guy's here now. When are you coming?
Right,
you know,
right.
Kind of put him on the spot.
Right, and that does make a difference. So what are you – Black Nurse Association, what are y'all – okay, so we're doing this. So now what is the next step for you guys?
Well, we're going to continue with health issues. Our next project we're looking at is looking at lung cancer because that's a high risk for African Americans. And they're not aware that if you have smoked more than 30 years, they have a new test for CT scanning of lung cancer that's called a screening also for them also. So we're going to be having Dr. Kitty Cooley to come in and speak on that issue next.
Okay, great. Good deal. So how do you measure from what you're saying today to the end of the month? How are you going to measure? Did we affect anything? Is it numbers that y'all check in, or is there anything happening there?
Well, our hope is that once we actually have listeners to listen to this information, that they would – end up going to their primary physicians and seeking out the gastroenterologist to have those colon screenings
right.
done. One of our other hopes is that when they look at the data for Louisiana, they will see an increase in those patients that's being checked.
Okay.
We did find that we had an increase 2 years ago when we had Dr. LaPerouse to come into y'all studio.
Right.
And we had an increase in people that came and actually had their colons done because they spoke to us when we when they came to Our Lady of Lourdes.
And Dr. B. Avenue, we had a young lady that called, and she said that when she had her colonoscopy, when she woke up, the best thing for her waking up, they had some Zydeco music playing. She said that was the best thing. So you're more than welcome to use some of our music we're playing here when they wake up. She said she felt so good. It made her kind of like calm down, and she was good just for having the Zydeco music playing. You know, so that's some amazing stuff. I mean, we've had doctors that would call us on Saturday morning that while they were doing their operation, they was listening to Zydeco at the same time. So I guess it's a feel-good kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we hope.
Well, maybe, Melvin, they can use our voice, too, and say everything is going to be okay.
Well, we don't want to scare them, John. You know, we would hate for them to start laughing while they're getting an operation or something like that. Uh-oh. But anyway, we certainly want to thank all of you for coming in this Saturday morning and giving that information out. And if anything else we can do to help to get health information out, especially nowadays we're such in a health crunch right now that we don't know what's going on. We're just following directions. That's all we can do right now. But we certainly appreciate you guys coming out. And for those of you listening to the program, when you go to your doctor, let them know that you heard it on KRVS, and that is the reason that you're getting the colon cancer. Be another way that they could measure that, yes, they did hear it, that putting it out on the air, that it does help. So just let the doctor know that that's where it come from. Certainly appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not good. Ask me about this.
in the morning, and I just don't want to go home. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just don't want to go home. I see that yellow summer moon, it's reflecting off your big brown eyes. I feel that warm ocean breeze, and it's blowing your red dress up high. I see your fire, red hot lips, woman, and they seem to be flirting with me. I feel your warm soft hands, woman, and they moving where they should not be. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just don't want to go home. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just don't want to go home. No, I 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 don't want to go home. All right, Charmin.
In the morning, and